Welcome to the Archer Institute blog and audio. Today, we are covering an article that every Queensland real estate agent needs to read before their next renewal.
And the article title does all the heavy lifting. QLD's new CPD declaration rule from 6 June 2026, what agents must do. So let us get into it.
The short version is this. From 6 June 2026, if you are applying to renew a Queensland real estate license or registration, you must declare that your continuing professional development is complete before the renewal can be processed.
Before. That is the word that matters here. Not during the year, not after you renew. Before.
Exactly. The Queensland Office of Fair Trading requires the declaration as part of the renewal step itself. It is built into the process now. You submit your renewal, you declare your CPD is done, and if it is not done, the renewal does not go through.
So that habit a lot of agents have had, renewing on time and then sorting the CPD out later in the year, that is gone.
That gap has closed, and the article is clear that this catches people out not because the rule is complicated, but because a lot of agents have been running on that old pattern without really thinking about it.
What has not changed, though? Because I want to make sure listeners know the CPD requirement itself is the same.
Right. Good point. The requirement is still the same. 2 CPD sessions in your CPD year. That has not moved. What has changed is the order of events. You finish the training first, you prove it, and then you renew.
And if you do not have it done in time?
Your renewal does not go through. Full stop. There is no renew now, train later option to fall back on. And that matters because a stalled renewal is not just a paperwork problem.
It's a trading problem.
Exactly. If your license lapses while you are scrambling to finish your CPD, you cannot legally trade until it's sorted. The article makes the point very directly. A training task that takes a day can hold up your income if you leave it to the last minute.
That's a real consequence for something that is genuinely not difficult to avoid.
That's the key. For agents who plan ahead, the new rule changes nothing. If your CPD is already done well before renewal, the declaration is a formality. You tick the box, you renew, you carry on.
So what does the article say to actually do? What are the practical steps?
3 steps. First, know your CPD year. In Queensland, it runs 12 months from the anniversary of your license or registration issue date, not the calendar year, your anniversary date.
Which is something agents often get wrong. They assume it resets in January.
It doesn't. So if you're not sure when your CPD year starts and ends, the article links to a guide and a free calculator that will work it out for you.
Step 2.
Finish your 2 sessions early, months ahead of your renewal if you can. That way, when renewal comes around, the declaration really is just a formality.
And step 3?
Keep your completion certificate somewhere you can actually find it when you renew. You need to be able to show the training is done. Don't lose it in a downloads folder.
Okay, this is all very practical. But what about someone listening right now who is close to their renewal and hasn't started their CPD yet?
The article covers this, and the answer is not to panic. Queensland CPD with Archer Institute is online and self-paced, and it can often be completed in a day. So even if your renewal is coming up soon, you can still get compliant and make your declaration without the stress.
So you don't need to be in trouble. You just need to move on it today rather than next week.
That is the message. Don't wait.
All right. So to bring it home, what is the one thing a listener should do right now?
If you are renewing after 6 June 2026, get your 2 CPD sessions booked in now. Don't treat it as a renewal week job. Finish it early, keep your certificate, and the declaration becomes the easiest part of your renewal.
The full article is on the Archer Institute blog. QLD's new CPD declaration rule from 6 June 2026, what agents must do. Read it through, especially the section on working out your CPD year dates.
And if you want to talk to someone before you book, Archer Institute offers nationally recognized online, self-paced training with real Australian-based support. Call the team on 1-800-069-273, and they'll confirm exactly what you need for your CPD year.
Worth a 5-minute call if you're at all uncertain.
Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.